Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Predators fall 3-0 in the shutout last night to the LA Kings. We say hello to Hal Gill, who joins us now. You can hear him on road games on radio and see him on the FanDuel Sports Network on TV during home games. Skillsy, we saw the highs on Saturday and then the lows last night. The I don't even know how to describe it. Inconsistencies, the up, down, the roller coaster. And I've learned enough from you over the years that when I watch this, I just know they need one thing. They need to go on the road. They need to hash this out, and the best way to do that is a road trip.
That's exactly what they need. They need a road mindset. They need to go and play for each other. And you know, it's tough being at home for so long. I know you, if you're winning, it's great because you just keep feeding the beast. But when you're in a funk and you're at home, it's tough to do that. Whatever it is, you're on the road and you simplify things and you bear down and you try to keep the crowd out of it. Instead of whatever they're doing now, trying to get the crowd into it, thinking that they got it, and then they let it slip away. And last night was disappointing because they had so much jam, so much fight in the second period, and then the third, it just fizzled out. So it's really hard to understand. So I agree with you. Get on the road and go figure it out, boys.
You know, some of the guys talked last night and they're using the word frustration, you know, that has set in and that they're all trying to figure it out. You know, when you were playing and something like that would happen, how did you deal with the frustration? Is it constant discussion or, you know, kind of what was the process there?
Yeah, I was fortunate, to be honest with you, because I was always, you know, I could just work hard, right? My game was not a skill game where I was relying on, you know, like that confidence to make plays. I was more work my butt off, and if I'm slumping, I can work myself out of it, you know? But it's tough when guys aren't scoring, they aren't getting anything going, they second-guess the plays that you're making, and it gets to be tricky. And frustration, it kind of kills you, because if you get frustrated, then you're not playing your game. You know, like when you're playing at your best, and it's really when you think you're, you know, the kid on the playing street hockey or in your driveway and you're playing game seven and you're having fun and you always win and you get that confidence and you know, that excitement that comes with it. There's no frustration in that. So I think you got to find a way to park the frustration and go out and do your job.
We're talking to the most handsome Hal Gill on the People's Show, the Chase and Big Joe Show. Hal, Robbie Stanley brought up a good point this morning that I didn't think about, but I want to get your thoughts about it. He felt that some of the players are giving up good shots to kind of pass it over to Stamkos and maybe one of the other two top free agents. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that's been an issue this season is, you know, if you're – a guy like Tommy Novak, you want to get the puck to your goal scorers, and that's Stamkos, right? That's what you want to do, but you can't force it. You got to make the play that's given to you, and that's, you know, it's a balance. I think you're silly if you're not looking for goal scorers to go score goals. But at the same time, you got to play your game. Now, I think that you can let that float for five games. But then you recognize it and you go and play your game and you get past it. And that's the problem. I don't think that's a problem anymore. I think that was the initial problem, but I think they've learned to get through that. Now it's just a matter of developing that chemistry 5-on-5 where they can go out and make plays and make the right plays. And, you know, I think that goes back to the road is, you know, when you're on the road, you don't look for that extra pass. You simplify a little bit and then you kind of find your game. And plays will open up. They're there, and their good players will find them. And they don't need to force anything. And I think that's something that might come with a road trip and going out and simplifying the game.
All right, you've seen all 12 games in your esteemed opinion. What is the one biggest problem with this hockey team right now?
What I see is they can't find a consistent five-man unit. You know, it's like when they're good, you see five guys working together and moving up the ice, defending well, and then transitioning through the neutral zone. And right now, I see the play happening, and it looks good. And then there's one guy that's not quite in position and not quite doesn't quite make the play. And it's just one guy all the time. And it's not one player I'm talking about. It's one guy on the ice at any given moment that doesn't go with the rest of the four players. And then it turns around, and then it's helter-skelter after that. And so I think, you know, it's hard to get that. And Brunette has been trying to – he shuffled the lines last night, trying to find that chemistry where you get five guys working together. It's just – it hasn't come, and I think that's what they need to be successful. It's, you know, I think the old days when you just fall into a 1-2-2, you know, you have layers and you can defend that way, and, you know, that was the trap is, you know, you could get away with having one guy that wasn't on the same page. This system and the way that they play in the new NHL with the speed, if you're a couple feet off, then you're way off, and I think that they just haven't found that mix with five guys on the ice at the same time.
You know, obviously, you know, you work out in practice and in a game, but how this team plays so many games back to back to back almost, it seems like, and you got to give the guys a day off. I mean, you got a game Wednesday, a game Thursday, a game Saturday. I mean, it's the lack of practice time. Can that hold back a team a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I actually asked Brunette about this the other day. You know, like, is it hard to practice your system because the system has to be full go, you know, like, and going back to the old days of the trap, I remember practices, you know, we'd just stand in a spot and the coach would be like, no, I want you to stand over that way. You know, we're going to shut off the red line here. This is where our squeeze is going to come in. And this is where our trap gets set up. And we'd just be standing there while the coach is going through everything. Well, this NHL, if you're going to practice something, you have to practice it full speed, otherwise the timing is off, and so that limits how much you can practice, because you can't go full speed all the time because you're going to kill your players, and the last thing you want when you're talking about needing to get energy and needing to get that jam is you don't want guys standing around and you don't want to wear them out, and so it's a delicate balance, and I think they rely on a lot of video and showing, hey, this is what happened in the game, this is how we can change it. And so I think a lot of the coaching comes from the video room, and I know they worked their butt off to try to get everything right, but it's hard, like you said, back to back, you're playing 3 and 4 and, you know, 5 and 7, and, you know, like it gets crazy, and it's going to get even worse. So they got to find a way to do it while they're not on the ice, because like you said, they can't burn everyone out.
Hal Gill is with us. So let me ask you like this then. Does Bruno maybe look at his system and just say, hey, we got to get some things going and maybe try and dumb it down a little bit, make it as simple as possible just to get these guys on the same page?
Yeah, that's a tough one, because I think a system has to be you have to be true to your identity, right? I mean, we've seen it work. And so you have to trust that once everyone gets it, you're going to have success with it. And I think that's what you have to work through these hard times. You know, there's so many teams in the NHL that I remember my old coaches, it doesn't matter what system we do, as long as we do it together and as long as we do it well. But I think the new NHL, you need to have something special where you're pushing teams back on their heels and playing fast. And the ultimate goal is to play fast. Yeah, you can go out there and muck it up and grind it out like the old Preds of you guys remember those years, just like grind out wins and block shots and battle and get it out of your zone and defend again. But that doesn't get you to the ultimate goal. I think if you want to win a cup, you got to play a fast game and you got to play it as a 5-man unit. And so what's the point in trying to eke out wins and changing your system if it's not going to win you a cup? And so I think that's why I see that is, yeah, if we can grind out wins and play slower, but why are we doing that when we could, you know, hey, go work through some hard times and we'll be better for it in the end.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hal, appreciate it. As always, enjoy the trip, and let's see if you can come back with 4 points. That would be nice.
Yeah, go check your bags and on the road, and I think these guys will work through it. I'm hoping that we laugh at this at the end of the season and say, hey, this is This is the muck you have to get through to get to the wins.
And Hal, also, what a better place to be in America tonight than in Washington, D.C. So good luck.
Yeah, I just voted. I'm going to go out and celebrate in D.C. I'm sure it's going to be tame. I don't know. This is like the political Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be a gong show out there? Like, are there going to be like political parties everywhere? Like, I don't know.
Well, you'll have
watch on TV.
You'll have a nice quiet night. Yeah, it'll be nice and quiet for you.
Well, we'll see. I'll give you a full report tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, Hal.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See ya. Hal Gill joining us here on the program. And again, he will be on the call with Max Herz here on radio for the next two games, and also does a lot for the FanDuel Sports Network as well.